The eagle has landed.
You are about to embark upon the great crusade.
Ask not what your country can do for you.
I consider myself the luckiest man.
I have a dream today.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Hello, welcome to Speaking of History. My name is Eric Langhorst, and I'm an 8th grade American history teacher in Liberty, Missouri. And you're listening to a podcast that has a focus on education, technology, and history. You're listening to episode number 59, and I'm recording this on January 13th, 2007. Hunkered down in the basement, we're in the middle of an ice storm. We actually got out of school early yesterday and started the Martin Luther King holiday weekend early. And right now we're getting hit with some pelted ice and a little bit of freezing rain, so it looks like we're going to be staying at home today and just kind of working a little bit around the house. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about one of the books that I've read recently, and I picked up several books at the National Social Rights Convention in Washington, D.C. at the beginning of December, and one of them was Manhunt, The 12-Day Chase for Lincoln's Killer by James L. Swanson. And I was going to review that book a little bit today and then give you some information that you can follow up on if you'd like to investigate the book a little bit more on the internet. Well, first of all, one of the ways that I've really gotten back into reading, I read a lot as a child and spent a lot of time in our local town library. And then it seems like when I started teaching, you just got really busy and really didn't take the time to read. But then our building started a program 3 years ago called SSR. And SSR stands for Silent Sustained Reading. And I talked about it a little bit earlier on a podcast, I believe maybe last year. But SSR allows us as a building to set aside time every day to read. Before first period starts, students go to their first period class, but the first 20 minutes before class starts is called SSR. And it's 20 minutes every day, and we do it every day of the week except for Friday. And on Friday we have a news program that our ninth graders create a news program based on what's happening at school, and they show that during the time. But 4 of the 5 days of the week, we have 20 minutes that are devoted entirely to reading, and there's no exceptions. Everybody stops to read. Our administrators stop to read. In fact, our principal actually sometimes comes into one of the classrooms and sits down amongst the teacher and the students and reads. Our office staff reads. Everybody reads. And so the entire building shuts down for 20 minutes every day. And an incredible thing started to happen when we did that 3 years ago, because we found that many of us as teachers love to read but never really made that time commitment to consistently get into a book. And as soon as we started doing SSR, the students' attitudes towards reading changed, but also the faculty did. And pretty soon at lunch, people were talking about what book they were reading, and people were sharing ideas on, oh, you should read this book when I get done. And it really transformed the whole atmosphere of reading in our school. And I'm really thankful, because it's allowed me to be thinking about, well, what am I going to read, and you know, what book am I going to read next? And it's allowed me to read a lot more in the last 3 years than I did in the previous years that I taught. So that's one of the reasons that we've really gotten into reading a lot more as a faculty at our building. Well, I picked up a copy of Manhunt at the convention, as I mentioned before. There were a lot of people giving away different types of books, and I was able to pick this one up. It looked very interesting. I've always had a fascination for the Lincoln assassination. I can remember as a young boy, my parents had this book about presidents, and I would constantly read the entry about Lincoln and about the assassination and look at the different pictures that they had in the book and things like that. And so I knew a little bit about the assassination, and I knew that Booth had been hunted down later after the assassination, and he had been in a barn, and there had been a fire and things like that. But I really didn't know a lot about what happened between the assassination and then when they finally found John Wilkes Booth. So I got this book at the convention and started reading it in the early part of December. And then once we started Christmas break, we were on the road quite a bit and visiting different relatives and things. And when I had little pockets of time, I would start getting into the book, and I found it really hard to put down. It was a really well-written book. There's lots of detail. It does an excellent job of describing what led up to the assassination as well. You know, it has a good intro about who John Wilkes Booth is and what his beliefs were, what his feelings were about the war and about the South, and how upset he was about the fact that it looked like the South was going to definitely fall. And so I found that fascinating. And then the part on the assassination is also very well written. Lots of detail. If you want to know exactly what happened at the assassination, what happens in the hours after it, this is definitely the book for you. One of the things that I kept thinking about as I read the book was, did John Wilkes Booth, what did he think was going to happen after he assassinated the president? And in a lot of ways, I think that John Wilkes Booth thought that after the assassination, he'd become a hero in the South, and he would survive, and, he would actually be, honored for what he did. And I think that really contradicts a little bit with today's mentality of an assassin. And the one thing that I thought of as I was reading this is a line from a movie that I saw years ago called In the Line of Fire. It has a Clint Eastwood in it, and it's about someone that tries to assassinate a modern-day president. And I can remember in that movie, there's a line where they basically say, well, anybody can assassinate the president if they know that they're going to trade their life for that act. And I think that most modern day assassins have that belief that, with technology and with security the way it is, most of them assume that once they commit that crime, they're going to be hunted down or they're going to be shot and, they're not going to be able to escape. But I really got the feeling that John Wilkes Booth thought that he would escape, and that he'd be able to kind of blend into the society in the South, and that he'd be revered as a hero for his act. So I thought that was really interesting about what his mind frame was as he started to plan out the assassination. Also, I thought at the end, when it talked about the scene at the barn where he was hunted down and the federal troops had the barn surrounded and stuff, I almost thought it was comical the way that it was very disorganized. And I won't get into too many details so that you can go ahead and read the book for yourself, but it just surprised me that it was kind of handled in a very non-organized way. Here we have the largest manhunt in the history of the United States for one person, and they finally have him cornered, and he almost gets away because of the disorganization on behalf of the federal troops. So I thought that was also very interesting. One thing that made it kind of personal for me is when I was at the convention, I went down to Ford's Theater and actually took a little tour, and I'd been there before but wanted to kind of see it again. So I went to the theater and went across the street to the Peterson House, and then I started to read this book shortly after that. And that really was great for me because I could make a physical connection with what the buildings looked like, and as they're describing them being brought into the Peterson House and things like that. I had just been there a couple of weeks before, so that really made it come to life for me. And the next time I go, there's definitely one item in the basement of Ford's Theater in the museum that I want to see. At the end of the book, Swanson describes one particular artifact that, unless you have a special reason for really looking at it, you may have seen it in the theater museum and just kind of passed it by. But the next time I go to the Ford's Theater Museum, I'm definitely going to seek out one particular item that he points out at the end of the book. So that was also very interesting. Now, check out the show notes that we have at the webpage, www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. I found some excellent links, external links, that you can find out a little bit more about this book and about the author. The author has an excellent website that goes along with the book. It has lots of author information, some images, also has some links to some really good videos. There's actually a link to a video that says it describes, or it shows, the Lincoln memorabilia that Swanson has in his own personal connection. And unfortunately, that link's not working right now, but hopefully they get that up and running again. But there's some excellent information on the official page by Swanson. Also, I was able to find a really good link to a virtual book signing of Manhunt, and it's an incredible military museum site. And what they do is they have book signings where you can see the video of the author talking about the book, and then if you order the book ahead of time, you can actually email them a question, and they show the author answering your question and then signing the book to you, and then they send you the book afterwards. And I thought that was an incredible idea. The last real big book signing I went to was David McCullough for the 1776 book here in Kansas City. And we listened to Mr. McCullough speak, and that was incredible. But then we stood in line for like an hour and a half to get him to sign the book, which was okay. But, you know, if you're not able to go to another part of the country, or you definitely want to learn more about a book, I thought this was an incredible idea for getting a book signed by the author, and then also hearing him speak about the book that he wrote. So if you go to the link that talks about the Military Museum virtual book signing, you get to see the entire presentation of Swanson talking about Manhunt, which is an incredible video. So I really encourage you to check that out. I think I actually put behind the link a must-see. So if you're interested in this book, you know, if you want to wait till after you read it, go ahead and wait till after you read it. But if you want to find out more about the book itself, definitely check that out. And I bet it would encourage you to go out and purchase the book. Also, there is a link on there to a couple other book reviews and different things that you might find interesting if you want to find out more about Manhunt. The other thing, we're currently getting close to our Civil War unit, which is one of my favorite times of year in the classroom. And I think this will help out a lot because students always have like a ton of questions about the Lincoln assassination. You know, well, what happened? What happened next? Or, you know, why did they do this? Or what happened then? And so I think that this will definitely help me potentially answer some of those questions, or at least direct them in the right direction, so that I know a little bit more about this event that they always seem to have lots of questions about. Well, I'm currently reading a couple other books, and we'll definitely review those once we get done. One is called Hallowed Ground, A Walk at Gettysburg, and it's by the famous Civil War author James McPherson. And I'm finding that very interesting. It's basically him. It's almost like having him go to Gettysburg with you and describing the different buildings and the historical importance of different areas at Gettysburg. So that's very interesting. And then I'm also reading a book that I actually saw on somebody's blog, and I was trying to find which blog I saw a reference to this on the other day. And if the person that did blog about this book is listening, please let me know. But it's Mr. Lincoln's T-Mails, The Untold Story of How Abraham Lincoln Used the Telegraph to Win the Civil War. And that's a book by Tom Wheeler. And it's an incredible book. I'm about 100 pages in so far, but it has some great insight to how Lincoln used technology to help to win the Civil War. Well, if you'd like to leave a comment about Manhunt, possibly you've read it and you'd like to leave a comment of your own, go ahead and you can leave a comment at the blog, or you could email me at speakingofhistory@gmail.com. So let us know if you're reading a great history book, and we can kind of spread the word a little bit. And thanks for listening. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye. The Speaking of History podcast is produced by Eric Langhorst in Liberty, Missouri, under a Creative Commons license. Visit the website for show notes and links to material in the podcast at www.speakingofhistory.blogspot.com. The podcast is also available on iTunes. Please email all comments and questions to speakingofhistory@gmail.com. Background music for the intro is Z from James Underberg from PodSafe Audio. Thanks for listening.